Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, March 5th, 2018. On this day in 1946, Winston Churchill coined the phrase Iron Curtain in a speech in Missouri. Green Party members of Berlin's parliament want a plan of action for IT issues. Next to fiber internet connections for schools and libraries, the party also wants to reward ethical hackers monetarily who find and report security holes. Big tech companies like Facebook and Google have similar programs in place. The plan coincides with the news of a large hacking attack against federal institutions. Last week, reports emerged that over several months, foreign groups gained access to previously considered secure networks of the German government and security authorities. The Green Party also called for the creation of a digitalization commissioner for the Senate, as many companies need to support to digitize analog processes or to find new digital business models. Senator for the Interior Andreas Geisel wants a clear legal ground for the police in order to kill targets in particularly dangerous situations. Geisel referred to the series of attacks in Paris in November of 2015, when the concert hall Bataclan was attacked by several hostage takers at the same time. According to Geisel, there is currently no legal basis for such a commanded rescue operation in Berlin. The lethal use of firearms can be justified with self-defense and emergency aid law. However, it is the responsibility of the individual police officer who has to answer for it, said Geisel. The question is whether the individual shooter or the chief of operations should really bear the responsibility. Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Green Party said that he does not see any practical need to regulate so-called final rescue shots. Leader of the left, Carola Bloom, does not think this needs to be discussed legally, and that this debate has been held before. For Bloom, it will always be a process of consideration in individual cases, and no one can be released from his or her responsibility. This consideration, and the fact that there will be then investigative proceedings, is also for the protection of all parties involved. The Mitte district has granted permission to build a high-rise at Alexanderplatz. The Alexander Capitol Tower is to reach a height of 150 meters and will provide space on 29 floors for a total of 377 apartments ranging from 30 to 250 square meters. A further 6 floors are planned for commercial space, including a movie theater, a wellness spa, and a restaurant. Getting the building permit for the residential tower was not without problems. In January, the investor, the Russian Monarch Group, wanted to ignore the development plan and demanded 6,500 square meters more area. Former Senator for Construction Andreas Geisel and his successor Katrin Lomscher signaled their approval, but the deal was halted due to internal resistance from the administration. At the time, Senate Construction Director Regula Lucia even spoke of a, quote, inadmissible coupling business. The groundbreaking ceremony is to take place during spring of 2018, with completion scheduled for late summer of 2021. A man got into trouble with the police after posting a picture of himself displaying a rude gesture and a police badge on Facebook. The post contained strong language and a link to a Salafist propaganda video. The man also announced revenge for a 27-year-old man who was shot by police during a burglary. Police quickly identified the man as 22-year-old Mustafa B. from Lichtenrade, with a known criminal record of Arabic clan activity. Several legal complaints were filed, and he is under investigation on how he obtained the badge. In the meantime, the man has changed his tone. He deleted the post, downplaying the meaning of it, and erased his complete Facebook profile shortly thereafter. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.